The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. I want to thank my most recent guest and co-devil, Earl Ingram. You know him, you love him. Stick around for the Earl Ingram Show, 5 o'clock right here on Devil Radio each weeknight. And we're going to the phones. I'm sorry. All the patient people that were holding to get a piece of Earl. You know, I like talking to Earl too. And, you know, I monopolized him. So I apologize. 844-967-27.
Don't apologize when you don't mean it.
I love Earl. I just can't share. Sometimes I can't share. CJ from Madison, welcome back. How you doing, CJ?
I'm great. How are you guys? I love listening to Earl too.
Well, we appreciate a good conservative like you listening to lefty radio, CJ.
Yes, I do. You know, as I did listen to him, though, and I wish I could have asked Earl some questions. Maybe I can call back to his show. But, you know, as you watch this smash and grab and these people aren't stealing food and they're driving cars that are pretty darn nice. And, you know, when he speaks of education, no, I don't want the history of to be racism that would be taught through what they're proposing in a lot of communities.
Now, and which one do you want me to address, CJ? Because you've thrown out two topics already. Which one do you want to start
with? Well, it's what he spoke of. Well, how about teaching? Well, here's the question I was going to ask Earl. How much do you attribute to the problems in the black community to the family structure destruction that we've seen in the last 30 to 40 years that he speaks of? Because in the 70s and 80s, there was only 10 to 15% of the black children that were grown up in a family structure without a father. Now it's between 75 and 85. So I'm wondering, is any blame going to be placed on not being taught the opportunities that are in America, and rather the fact that they failed to teach the opportunities in America?
Okay, let me ask.
Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Well, Milwaukee Public Schools exist. As you know, there is a vibrant voucher program, so there are alternatives to the public schools in the Milwaukee market especially. So it's not lack of opportunity for education per se.
And the Democrats are fighting that, aren't they?
Well, I could have that conversation on a differing time, but let's stick to the point here. Let me stick to the point. We talked about the infrastructure and lead laterals. Currently in the city of Milwaukee, the pipes are contaminating and they're poisoning and they're cognitively, developmentally, they're crippling the black population, CJ. Is that something? Because I live in Madison, and guess what? 1976, we got rid of the lead laterals. 50 years ago, we got rid of the lead laterals in my town. But the city of Milwaukee, especially the black communities, they're affected. CJ, the kids are being poisoned. And that...
Oh, come on.
You don't believe that kids are being poisoned from lead laterals in Milwaukee? Go read a paper, CJ.
Poisoned.
What's that?
Well, I live in a small community, and they're just starting to replace those laterals, so that's not true.
CJ, if you had school-age kids, if you had a baby, and you knew that you had lead laterals, would you be filling up the bottle with the formula and the water out of the tap?
Well, they can replace all the laterals they want. Inside the home still have lead pipes. So it really, and my hometown still has lead pipes in their homes. So even though, yes, maybe that is a contributing factor, but there's a lot more problems than what water.
What do you think the problem is, CJ? What do you think the rate is? It just black people don't know any better? What are you suggesting the breakdown of the black family is? Because I can look at the incarceration rates and I can say there's a lot of black men in prison right now. And it's not that they're all criminals, because I look at other states that don't incarcerate the same number of black males. What's that?
Did all those people not commit those crimes?
Well, I know that there are a lot of people that have committed nonviolent drug offenses that are in Wisconsin prisons. And there were laws that were put on the books and incorporated by a guy named Scott Walker when he was a state legislature called Truth in Sentencing Laws. So we keep people in prison longer, and we have a higher population than any other state of black people incarcerated relative to their overall population. What do you account for? Are the people in Wisconsin more lawless than the people in Minnesota, CJ?
No, I don't think.
Then why do we incarcerate more black people here? I mean, mathematically, it's double as many. Why is that, CJ?
Desperate. Rather than teaching them opportunities through education, they're desperate in their city. They don't complete. Look at most of those students, and you can black or white inner city kids. The failures are the same. So whether or not I'm not pointing just at the black community, I'm talking inner city problems, and our school systems have failed them year after year after year. Not because the teachers aren't trying, not because there aren't students who do want to learn, but there are issues. They hold no accountability whatsoever, and it continues year.
How do we solve this problem? As you represent it, CJ, how do you solve that problem? The problem that you represent.
Well, I tell you what, you expand the voucher program. You allow.
We've had it for 25 years, CJ. You talked about the decline of the black family over the last 25 years and the terrible outcomes, especially in Milwaukee. Well, for the last 25 years, dude, that's the voucher program. Those opportunities have been there. And we've seen the destruction of the neighborhood school in Milwaukee.
Every step of the way, your party has fought it.
So what? It still exists. I don't care if I like it or not, CJ. You're fighting against the reality. You're telling me the solution that's been there for 25 years is a solution. Yes. Well, then why do we have the problem?
That's exactly right. So, you know, who's controlling the city? The school boards, the council there, and what party is doing that?
Well, I see a lot of targeting of Milwaukee from Republicans. And the fact that the city of Milwaukee is a financial driver for the state of Wisconsin, CJ, they get about 2/3 of their tax dollars back. So they send $1 million to Madison, they get $667,000 back. Fancy Brian, you got a thought?
None of what you outlined there as far as the problems with what is going on have anything to do with critical race theory whatsoever, which is what you originally called and complained about. None of that has anything to do with the teaching of critical race theory at all.
Or the breakdown of the black family. I would say that might have something to do about poverty and the lack of opportunity and segregating black people in certain neighborhoods in Milwaukee worse than anywhere else in the nation, CJ. Go to Bronzeville, man. Leave your hometown, brother. Read a paper. I'm just telling you, your experience is not a universal experience. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates, Hour 2 is next.
If there's one thing I've learned in life, it's that learning things never taught me nothing. And books.